Hello, welcome to the Re-Up Podcast. You re-up on everything pop culture from the minds of 20-something. Start off this week, I'm just be with me and Deshaun.
Hello.
And then we're going to kick things off, and Dawson will probably join us later. But if not, it'll be just us two for right now. We were talking earlier, about how we saw the new Godzilla vs. Kong trailer. And, you know, all the memes right now is like, King Kong's gonna go, I win because of my superior intelligence. But like, you spent half the trailers. It's like you get him, he's getting his shit rocked, and then they give him this ancient weapon that he can use weapons. He's smarter. It's like, I feel like he's gonna get bitch slapped, and I'm hoping for that. And then Deshaun, you were saying they're gonna team up for the actual villain of the movie.
Definitely.
I said it was Mechagodzilla.
I don't know. Oh, okay, so my theories on it. So IGN made a video. They were like, "Is Godzilla the bad guy in this movie?" I was like, "No, like, obviously not. Godzilla's never a bad guy, unless the Japanese want to do a video, a movie criticizing Japan, which those are the only times, or criticizing the U.S. for nuking them."
Isn't he the bad guy in the Netflix movies?
I mean, yes, but like at the same time, no, because it's one of those criticisms of humans because our actions created this monster, and now the Earth isn't its domain. But with Godzilla, like they set him up as a hero in the first two legendary films, and the thing is that I don't think it is a heel turn. Now in the trailer, they state that Godzilla's been attacking cities randomly. I don't think it's necessarily randomly. Because at the end of the last movie, King of the Monsters, we see some guys find Ghidorah's head. Well, corpse. The rest of Ghidorah's corpse. One of his heads. So I'm speculating that Kong and Godzilla are going to have to team up against Mecha Ghidorah. But that's out there. That's wilding, but I do feel that they're going to team up against a bigger monster because this is how these versus movies always go.
Is it like
Superman versus Batman, fucking all of these shit.
Is it a trope or like is it like canonically supposed to happen? Like one of Ghidorah's heads is just dumb? It's always like that.
In the Japanese films, like, each one of the heads kind of do have their own personality because, I mean, typically they're controlled by three different people.
Right, yeah.
In the inside of the suit.
Yeah.
And so, like, they each kind of have their own personalities, and the legendary film decided to, you know, accentuate that for the audience that the heads like to argue with one another. You have, like, the lead head in the middle, which is kind of like the boss. Then you have, like, the slightly serious one, the angry one.
On the left-hand side.
Yeah, on the left hand side, and then you have the dumb one on the right side.
Right, it's just the just God and Eddie.
Yes, and you know what? That's why I like King of the Monsters because God, do they make fucking Ghidorah seem horrifying?
Oh yeah, like, they made fucking the last ones. They made Rodan pretty fucking horrifying.
Scary.
That volcano, yeah. Until shit rocks.
People be sleeping on Rodan, but like,
oh yeah, they be.
Rodan literally destroys cities just by flying by.
Also,
it doesn't even have to land.
I thought it was great in the last movie that they were dropping like their Japanese names. I think it wasn't my mom. It was my dad who I went to go see it with, and he was like, "Who's that?" And I was like, "It was that one." Like, these are the actual names, and he's like, he sees me over there getting excited because I know these. You know, you know the lore before going in. It's like, yes.
Soon as they mentioned the volcano, I was like, oh, that's Rodan. Oh, yeah, Monster Zero. That's Ghidorah.
Fucking that Chrysalis. Oh, that's Mothra.
I'm just like, I'm excited for them to throw in some new monsters because the new monster designs that they've been throwing in are pretty cool. The elephant guy that they showed in the last movie who didn't do anything, but he was pretty cool looking.
What if this next one, at the very end, a monster, you know, monster comes out from, you know, it comes from the out, comes from like a meteor from the sky. It's like some type of crazy alien, but it's like
Godzilla.
No, not even that. No, it's one of the aliens from the original Ultraman, and they tie in this. They're making Ultraman for a Western audience.
You know, I don't think that universe is going to go that far, but I'd be down for it.
Do you think Ultraman's universe is ready for a cinematic appearance in Western and Western culture?
No, I don't think Western culture is ready for that.
Because Ultraman is like... As a kid who watched it, as a child, instead of Power Rangers, I think that would be funny. Fucking Science Brigade, those fucking orange jumpsuits.
You want Shin Hayata to show up and get killed in a horrible flaming accident, and then Ultraman to be like, let's fuse because we both died because we crashed into each other.
Makes no sense. Fucking the one thing that lives forever the world's in my mind worst. Is like, it was one of the original episodes, and he fell into like a lake, and then he falls in, you know, he clicks the button, the green flashes, and then just it's the dude in the Ultraman costume just jumping out of this puddle, and it cracks me up.
I mean,
also the memes for this Godzilla, it's like it has the pictures from the original, and it's like fucking you must save Mothra. Like, how do you know that name? Fucking Superman versus Batman scene, which God.
I mean, I really do enjoy the legendary Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
I like its design. I think it's very, you know, like a good mixture of like, you can tell it's Godzilla, but at the same time, it's like, you know, a Western design.
Right.
And I think the Japanese very much enjoy it also because it's respectful to the source material. And also, Dawson has joined us.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, hello. What's up? What's up?
Back from work. The working man.
Have we started?
Yeah, we started.
Oh man, I'm late.
No, we cued you in. The audience knows you're coming in. You straight?
Oh yes.
We're talking about Godzilla right now.
Yeah.
Oh yes, Godzilla versus King Kong, which two IPs that have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah, they do.
Hey, but the last just time they fought was in the '60s. All
right. Right. Yeah.
It's fine. It happened before.
It happened before. History repeats itself. Yes. Because Hollywood's run out of shit to original to make, so you know, they're bringing back old stuff.
But I am excited for the movie, though.
Yes. Also,
even though I think Kong should always get its ass beat, and there just shouldn't be a fight there, but you know.
Right, Deshaun, how do you feel about Guilty Gear Strive? Its release date won't be until April.
I'm okay with that.
You okay with that? I was kind of bummed.
I'd rather they keep delaying the game than pull a Cyberpunk.
Yeah, just keep delaying it until you have the perfect till you have the perfect,
I guess, game in general.
Rollback netcode. There right. it is. It's the perfect rollback netcode.
Didn't they keep rolling back Cyberpunk and?
Yeah, but that's the thing, is that the investors were like, no, you're going to release it the next time. All right.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But
they tried to delay it, but.
Yeah, Arxis, I think they were planning on delaying it once, like, again, but then.
COVID.
Yeah.
I think they were going to, they originally were going to delay at least once. And if COVID didn't happen, it probably would have came out maybe late February, early March. So I guess it's still technically on track.
I mean, like, the thing is that, like, they have to make this game work on both generations. Because I'm pretty sure they started back on when there was only PS4, but now there's PS5 also, so.
Right.
And, you know, they got to make the game balance because, you know, naturally PS5 users are going to have an advantage because, you know, the console runs the game better.
Right. So, okay. Speaking of Friday games, I'm going to tell you what's happened this past week, and it's given me a whole new outlook on how I play games. So, I've been playing lots more Overwatch this week, and I've been playing online and some other online games. But it always gets me frustrated because, you know, you always have those really bad teammates when you're trying to play comp and you can't get anything done and you can't progress in your rank because you can't just go out on your own. You got to work as a team. That being said, I found much more fun going back to single-player games. I've been playing a lot of Hades this week. I've gotten back into that game, and that game is so much fun. When I go and practice Virgil in Devil May Cry 5, it is such a blast. I enjoy myself. It's like, man, this is what it feels like to enjoy playing video games again, huh? It's not all just salt and rage. Also, another
aspect. Oh, yeah, no. I've been doing this like since actually like late 2020, like the middle of 2020. Like I just said, fuck it to all of like that sweaty ass multiplayer shit. Deleted it off my fucking consoles. Like the only games that I play that are slightly sweaty are fighting games. Outside of that, I've just been playing games that I can enjoy. And that's the thing, is that like gamers, I think, have become like just. The industry is now wanting to appeal towards all that salty, sweaty shit, and I'm just not about it. Like, I'm tired of these fucking battle royales. I'm tired of these shooters where fucking they're not like COD and you die just because someone fucking pointed at your head faster than you could even find them. I'm tired of having to fucking queue up in a comp and actually have to yell at my teammates to get their shit together and do things. I like to be able to put on a game and just play for fun and not have to worry about like my fucking record looking like shit.
Right, and you're playing for so long. What time is it? And it's like you put it all nighter because you were having fun. But there was the thing that happened when Baby came out. For Fighter Z, if you had the season pass, you got them 2 days in advance. On PC, something happened where it messed up people's accounts, so everyone got set back to where all their online got set back to base, like you just bought the game. And I was watching everyone be raged and pissed off about it, and it made me realize I actually had the game on my PC because it was on some weekly Steam sale a while ago that I got like the deluxe edition and a bunch of DLC characters for like $15, like 84% off. It was like I couldn't pass up that deal. So I go on, I had this fresh account on my PC, and I was like, I'm going to have fun with this. And I've had fun just like going on casual and wake matches and just beating the shit out of these new players, because like usually I don't I hate Smurfs because you could usually tell, but instead of me focusing on my rank like I do on my main account on my PS4, I just have fun. I just make shitty teams.
I mean, but that is kind of scummy though. Play casual if you're gonna do that.
I mean, I am
with a Smurf.
Yeah, no. I think this is my philosophy on it. On casual, there should be no skill-based matchmaking. I know when people are like, oh, no, but it helps. I think on casual, they should just throw you in a random lobby. If they're good, they're good. If it's bad, it's bad. But on ranked, that's where skill-based matchmaking should be. I think that's the point of a rank mode. But now the point of a rank mode is
points.
This is how big my dick is.
But like,
how big my dick is.
I'm not taking
and casuals is.
I'm not taking casuals or ranked seriously. Like in ranked, I'm going out with, I think it's the last team I made was base Vegeta, Android 16, and Android 18. I don't play big people. I am a terrible Android 16.
Okay.
But like dunking Gokus is fun. And I think time I just went ham with Krillin, and I shouldn't be able to win when the other guy had like Ultra Instinct Goku.
Greg, we've been playing this game since launch.
True.
That really fair?
And it's also, I mean, my square, which is basically how well I implement game mechanics in the game, has gone up from the base white to red, which is like second highest to pink, in like a matter of days.
Well, yeah, because I wouldn't be proud of that, Greg.
I mean, I did do the 2 level 1s into a level 3 super to KO a dude. But it's something devilishly satisfying when you body a dude and he immediately clicks no rematch, he quits. Something about that is so just devilishly satisfying. You know it's awful, but
Greg, you're literally counteracting the point that we made earlier about not wanting this fucking salty ass environment.
No, but see, here's the thing.
You are literally salting my food, even though I don't want you to.
Okay, here's the thing. For fighting games,
you unscrewed the cap.
No. See, look.
So when I,
I'm not doing it that. Out, I'm not doing that in like a team game. Like I'm playing COD, disarm the bomb or Overwatch.
No,
or Rainbow Six. When I'm doing a fighting game,
which is even worse.
It's 1-on-1.
In my opinion.
If they feel like they got wrecked, what do you do in a fighting game? You go to the lab.
You go to the lab.
Yes, but like they're skill based matchmaker for a reason, and you're taking advantage of that. You have no ranking yet.
No, but look, so I found people. I found people that are just doing like I found. I've had multiple games where the guy, this guy's doing the same thing too. Let me actually sit up in my chair. And focus.
Greg, you remember back when we were fucking peewee ranks, and then there's this guy who's like, yeah, I'm actually Ultra Instinct Goku, but I'm pretending that I'm Dende.
No, because every...
And then they beat your ass because they can.
But see, back in the day, you knew who those were. Because when the roster was small, all they had was Cell, Kid Buu, and Adult Gohan. That's how you knew they were fucking... sweaty ass, because remember the Cell Infinite.
Yes.
Also, I also have taken a dabble in going into lab with Marvel, because I found a new appreciation for Devil May Cry characters. But Marvel's no joke. I got to sit down and learn some shit, because Marvel's no joke.
I mean, speaking of Marvel,
mm-hmm.
and Capcom. The Resident Evil tall lady.
Oh my god, the Resident
Evil. Oh yeah.
The Resident Evil tall lady.
See,
the thick.
Capcom took advantage of everyone being super horny in quarantine and dropped this. And it's like, yeah, we know what you all want. We've heard the feedback.
Also, she said, I've been waiting to meet you.
Oh my god.
My throat is so dry.
This is also
she just yoinks you up.
Right.
Yoinks you up with one hand.
And pulls the other hand pulls into the lust from Fullmetal Alchemist and just stabs your shit. But it's funny, at this time you like to refresh ourselves on some old memes, and every time something like this happens, it's that picture of the dude proposing, and the dude proposing is Capcom to Resident Evil, and the couple behind him looking at them is Konami and Silent Hill, because they don't do shit with Silent Hill.
Yeah. It's funny, and you know, like with the Resident Evil big lady,
mm-hmm.
people have been asking, would you tap it though? I'm like, no, because it's Resident Evil, so she's probably filled with some sort of virus. Parasite or virus. Whether that be like leeches
now, or like is this game connected
or whatever.
It's worth it. It's worth it, bro. Just imagine that. Look, listen, bro.
Demonic AIDS.
Look, listen. No, listen. You stick your dick in, and it's demonic maggot sucking your dick, bro.
Oh my!
And
it no.
This podcast is about to get canceled.
Right. But like, so is this game connected to the that fucked up family on the bayou? And I think it was Resident Evil 7.
All the Resident Evil games take place in one canon, Greg. This is
how's
a continuation. Remember, Chris Redfield appears at the end of 7.
That's right, he does.
It's in the same universe. It's just this is in Transylvania or something, and the other
This is taking place with Ethan again, because Ethan was the main character at 7, and he was like, you know, kind of put in a shit situation. All we know is that Ethan has moved to fucking bumfuck Transylvania somewhere with his girlfriend, and then now shit's gone to hell. Chris Redfield is there and is like, Ethan, I need your help. I need you to impregnate my sister or some shit. And Ethan's like, why? And then now he's getting beat up by tall dom ladies.
Right.
You know, I'm glad that Mr. X of this game is going to be a fucking tall dom that comes and stomps down a hallway.
Also, since we've past the Resident Evil 3 remake. I guess now they're going to remake Resident Evil 4. And isn't that the one like you just That's Leon. But that's the one that everyone gets annoyed with because you had the lady, the female accompaniment.
Is that the one in Africa?
No.
No, that's
Resident Evil 4 is the one that everybody loves. It's the best one. Fight me on it.
Is that the best one?
Yes, it's the one where you play as Leon Kennedy for the second time, and basically what happens is that Leon is taking care of the president's daughter. Mm-hmm. Now people don't like that part because, like,
Is that the one you put her in like the suit of armor and just leave her out there and then just kind of exploit that?
Shut the fuck up!
Like get in the dumpster, just, like
Leon yelling at this poor girl. Right. Shut the fuck up, or you'll die. I don't want to die. Well, then you'll crawl in the dumpster.
Get the fuck out and play Minecraft. So that should be in the works soon, I guess. That would be cool. But that's like so weird because that game came out in what, 2005, 4?
Yeah.
So like now they're getting to like.
You gotta think that's 15 years ago, bro.
Oh my god. See, yeah. That puts things into perspective.
That's 15 years ago, my guy.
Shit, they're gonna be making Pokemon Gen 4 remake, and that came out. That was one of the first Pokemon games I bought as a kid. So that's getting a remake.
Gosh. Also, one thing I really enjoy is this stupid meme that I sent you earlier this week, Greg, of POV, when you've been a good boy this year and you leave out the milk and cookies.
Oh my god.
And Dr. King comes down the chimney and delivers you a melanated queen in an N-word pass.
Bruh, what the fuck was that?
I need this to be the new canon
of Martin Luther King Day. You want to put some extra lore, some extra spice on MLK Day?
Yeah, I think we need to make it like Christmas 2.0. Except like
Martin Luther King Day is Christmas.
So I mean, if you want if you want Black Christmas, isn't that just Kwanzaa?
Bro, no, fuck Kwanzaa.
We're not gonna freaking defile this man's name by saying that he comes down our fucking chimneys.
I wanted to
for equality.
Right.
For equality.
No, I love the memes. Like it's like for like every like white person, it's like, oh, if racism exists, whatever, we need to fix it. MLK Day, racism is fixed. Look at this. We should have MLK Day and then back to racism the day after.
I mean, my whole thing is just that, like, bruh. It's real bruh moment. Because it's like, people are fucking stupid.
Speaking of stupid
when it comes to these things.
That's probably I'm gonna do as well. The Bowser's Fury DLC for 3D World looks actually really good.
I mean, that shit looked kind of scary, not gonna lie.
Kaiju Bowser, and part of one of my favorite modern Mario platformers. I'm down for some.
I mean, Nintendo needs to do shit like that.
Was it like instead of world breaking Bowser? Like,
The name that the fandom has given him is God Slayer Bowser.
But it's so funny
because pretty metal.
Because you have like that version of Bowser, then you have like the Bowser that you think that like in Odyssey with the top hat, and then you have the one with the comb over. That are all official Nintendo fucking models.
Mr. Steal Your Bitch.
Bro, oh yeah, that one. And isn't
Steal Your Girl
the same game that he was like a furry cat?
Yes.
For no reason. Yes.
That was the final boss. He was a fucking cat. Because they had to show off their new new idea. New power up. And so they had to give it to the boss too. Just like Fire Flower. Bowser had fire too. That's why he has fire.
That's the whole thing.
They get the
Bowser.
Giant mushroom. Bowser gets bigger.
Hey.
Gravity. Bowser got gravity powers.
Hey, but like if they do this like God Slayer Bowser, and like he breaks the world, and then it could tease into Super Mario Galaxy 3, that would be lit.
You're asking for a lot, Greg.
I'm putting it out in the realm of ideas. Because honestly, here's a shot. I didn't really care for Odyssey. I thought it was okay.
What I was going to ask you. This is kind of going to another topic.
All right.
How you feel about Mario Judah?
Like the song?
Bro.
Like the specific song?
No, you know I'm talking about that shit that he did on... You talking about the shit that he did on Instagram Live?
What did he do?
Oh no, I didn't see.
I didn't see that. What did he do on Instagram Live?
It was like an Instagram Live. He was like, and supposedly, allegedly, I'm not gonna say for sure, but this is allegedly, because we're not. But allegedly, it was like it because I was listening to it because it was like him domestically abusing his girlfriend or his ex-girlfriend or something.
What?
On Instagram Live.
Like he.
I guess you couldn't hide.
Well, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I think what...
I guess he was found you, nigga.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so, like...
But this is allegedly. But then, he came back on Instagram Live, and he was like, yeah, that was a publicity stunt. I was trying to give everyone what it's like to hear domestic violence, to bring awareness to it.
Oh, my God.
That's and like... make sure, if you're getting abused right now, call your local hotline.
That's like lady who was, like... profiting off of like human transport trafficking awareness or some shit. Like it's like she did some makeup of her getting like of her beat up and it was like I'm getting trafficked and then came back like that was just a whole publicity stunt. But like I can't speak on the Mario Drew IG live because I didn't see it. I need to look it up on a later day.
About the song?
Okay,
so about Die Very Rough.
No, see, look, it's fine. Like it wasn't like I remember when it came out and everyone's like this is like some racist anthem. Like no, this is a black dude. He's not saying it like with a hard R at all. He's
not saying I'm gonna find you, nigger.
No. His interviews be really funny though.
Even though like it is kind of funny seeing those memes where it's like H.P. Lovecraft when he's looking for his cat. He's like, I found you, nigga. Don't you run from me.
But like, I do not think it's racist. I think just Mario Judah is a bit strange, you know? Like
you are not fast enough.
Right.
You are not brave enough.
Man, he got famous off of two songs. Like,
and
literally,
low key, those vocals aren't that kind of slap. Like these.
I mean, like, and the thing is that, like, okay, because, like, rap and rock has, like, that fusion's been around for a while in, like, the rap industry. Like, a lot of rappers are starting to do it now. But I think that I kind of like the uniqueness that he's starting to delve into, like, that heavy rock. Not that light shit, like Lil Wayne and all of them been fucking with. Like, no, he's starting to delve into that grunge shit. And, hey, you know, like, as someone who appreciates all types of music. As someone who appreciates all types of music outside of country, I kind of like the vibes.
I understand because, like, I think Mario Judah and his creative mind is much better than what's going on right now in the rap game. Like, speaking of current events, like the last bits of Trump's president, he pardoned over 140 people, including Lil Wayne and Kodak Black. And Kodak Black releases this tidbit of a new song he just puts out immediately. And that shit's ass. Like, straight ass.
I haven't really been listening to Kodak for a while, let's be real.
Neither do
I can't even
to
think
heard,
of the last
hear,
Kodak song
heard,
that I've
heard a snippet,
to.
But like, yeah, that's the current state of the rap game. Like, I'll give support to Mario Judah any day because actually has some creative prowess.
Listening to some Juice WRLD today, and I was like, "Damn, this guy's actually pretty good."
Oh yeah, he was.
No, Juice WRLD's good as hell.
And I was just like, "Damn, I feel bad because I kind of missed out."
Yeah, I missed out too. I missed out on Juice WRLD.
Y'all some bums. See, this is the problem with the young generation, bro. We're always so hyped. The new generation, new rap sucks. And then we miss out on some good music.
I mean,
yeah.
Travis Scott's all right.
Travis
Scott's okay. He's pretty cool. Little Uzi Vert, it's hit or miss, and most of the time for me, it's a miss.
I'm okay with what's the fucker who made the Blueberry Faygo song?
I don't don't know. Dawson?
I don't know, but that song kind of slap.
See, I mean, like...
DaBaby, he's pretty good.
He's cool. I mean...
I like DaBaby.
I like his flow. It's consistent.
Yeah.
DaBaby makes the same song every single fucking song. I can't... He's good, but he makes the same song.
Doesn't Roddy Ricch, though, too?
I promise. I don't listen to Roddy Ricch like that either. And Roddy Ricch doesn't.
Roddy Ricch is... He all right. You know, like...
He made The Box.
The Box.
Right.
And then who else? He also made...
Wasn't he on Rockstar?
Song with DJ Mustard. Yeah. I'm saying... And he also made that one song with DJ Mustard. That was really good. And what song is that? Let me look it up real quick. It's the song with DJ Mustard.
Oh,
And it was really popular. I just can't remember the name of it.
I think I know what you're talking about. Wasn't it called Mustard? Or something like
that? No.
I swear. Who else?
Here, let me... it's called Ballin'.
Oh, yeah, Ballin'. Yeah, that was a good one. I like that one a lot because you can mix it with Kuma Gang's Get Down On It as the bass line, and it still fits, and I think it's fucking hilarious.
So, speaking of bass lines... Mm-hmm. And shit, the inauguration recently passed, and we got a nice meme out of it.
Cultural icon
out of it.
Fucking burn the burn
the burning
the Bernie Bro, Sanders the
burn.
Sitting there.
He said, "I have to go do dry cleaning and deliver the mail, but let me go sit at Joe's inauguration real quick. I got other stuff to do." This man,
Bernie Sanders.
He's sitting there like, bruh. The best part is, 2016.
He's now selling merch about that on his website. I think that's great. He's like, dude, yes, get that money from this Bernie.
No.
Yes. Yes. Go use your cap. Support capitalism by profiting on.
Well, there's some other good memes too that came out of this inauguration, like, Michelle Obama's drip that she had.
Michelle Obama, She always dripping.
But she like stunted on every single other person at the inauguration with the Gucci belt in her hair laid.
What I'm saying, man. Michelle Obama, every time I see her, she's a perfect sample.
Also, I saw this meme on TikTok, is fucking Joe getting woken up at Sunday morning in the White House to fucking Kamala doing gospel and cleaning on Sunday morning.
Oh my gosh.
I thought that was funny.
Nah, it should have been a video of Kamala, you know, putting people in jail. But
oh my goodness.
I'm sorry. I'm just not a fan of Kamala Harris. I don't see why people are hyped for her.
If he put Bernie on the ticket as his vice president? I don't think Bernie would have taken it, but that would have been funny.
Okay, first of all, Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
She's not it. I'm sorry. I mean, Joe's not it really for me either, but like Kamala's not it because Kamala is pro fucking police, pro authoritarianism, and I don't fuck with it.
Hmm.
Pro I'm gonna charge you for 10 years for smoking some weed. Cause I mean, she used to be a lawyer. You could easily look back at what she's done in the past. And that shit not pretty.
Well, she was a state prosecutor. You can't just lump her in as she was a lawyer.
I mean, yeah. But she was a state prosecutor, and she's also the legislation that she's for is very much detrimental to the black community, in my opinion.
Hmm.
Be informed, people.
Right.
Wake up, Sheba. Wake up.
Oh, my goodness. Speaking of people who need to wake up, fucking
QAnon.
Oh my god, no. Fucking.
You gotta eat the babies to obtain immortality.
Fuck's sake. No, people need to wake up fucking Conor McGregor off that mat floor after another knockout. But everyone expected them to win. And now he's got fucking bum ass Logan Paul calling him out on YouTube.
I think there's some sort of truth to it. I think we need to test this out.
Look, I'm waiting for his Mayweather fight so Logan Paul can get knocked the fuck out. Though, if Logan Paul wins, that's a big blow to the black community.
Oh yeah, now that's a big blow to the black community. Bro, we all have to.
The NAACP, they're gonna reclaim Floyd Mayweather's card. Bro, they're gonna be like, get that shit back.
Floyd Mayweather gets knocked out by Logan Paul. We're gonna get like that scene from Fat Albert. We fading away. We start getting translucent. We fading away. What's going on?
We all have to. I don't know. Maybe this is. If Mayweather loses, bro, maybe we just got to go back into slavery. Maybe that's all we have to do.
So if Mayweather loses against Logan Paul, we giving him the N-word pass permanently.
Take away my rights. Take away my rights. I'm no longer. I'm three-fifths again.
We do three-fifths. Take away my rights. Oh no, it's so bad. Oh no.
I'm betting my rights.
I'm betting my rights on Mayweather.
On Mayweather, bro.
My ancestors are shaking their heads right now.
No,
I know this nigga did not just bet a damn fight.
A fight. you go up to like, it's a solid bet, is it? They point down back to the screen and he's out on the floor with the countdown going up. I'm like, damn. Fight.
Bro, I bet somebody did bet their rights when Nate went out there.
Bro, probably. No, it was some fight. It wasn't McGregor. It was some fight that happened that just ended really quickly. And this dude like bet his whole house and lost.
Lol.
It probably was the Nate Robinson fight, because I saw that.
But
speaking of bad, did y'all see Redo of Healer?
Redo what?
So I heard about it and
what's going on? What happened?
It's the same issue as Goblin Slayer. It's shock value for shock value's sake. Bro. So Redo of a Healer is Greg.
I don't want to spoil anything for the viewers that have not seen Redo of Healer. Because I've seen both episodes. Redo of Healer.
Okay, I gotta watch this. Okay. Is it shock value like Promised Neverland or like Devil May Cry maybe?
It's shock value like Goblin Slayer.
Oh god.
And just know a bitch gets slapped with a dick.
What? And this is like
the face.
This is on Crunchyroll?
No.
Oh my god. What am I?
It's on Verve.
It's on Verve? That's all my Crunchyroll. Oh my god. What?
The censored version is on Verve.
God, speaking of what's going on with the curtain game, what's going on with the current anime scene? Like the only comparable things I've been seeing coming out of it
is
Jujutsu Kaisen and Attack on Titan. This last season, Attack on Titan.
Cells at work, black dude.
Has anyone seen the new season of Beastars? Or are you guys waiting for the dub?
I didn't say that. I'm gonna get a VPN and I'm gonna watch the Japanese version.
So you know what's something?
What happened, John?
You know what's something I've been looking at.
What
is? This ain't anime, but it's something animated.
Oh my god!
Fat Albert. I've stumbled across a rabbit hole.
Did you not grow up watching it?
No, I grew up watching it, but like I've just stumbled back down that rabbit hole of Fat Albert, and
the disses on Fat Albert are like they're the borderline. You know, the kids can get away with it, but it's like you look back and like these are some sick burns, man.
Dude, fucking Rudy!
Rudy would just like half the time you forgot Rudy was a part of the gang because Rudy was that uppity nigga that was like, I'm too classy for y'all half the time, but I'm gonna fuck with y'all.
I'm just over here like, bruh.
I need a version
that Japanese dub that I sent you of the Fat Albert movie. I kind of need that Japanese in my life.
I need the crossover with Rudy. As what's his name from GTA 5? Fucking, you know, give that yeety ass haircut. You get some more bitches on your dick.
Oh my god!
Fucking Fat Albert, fucking nigga.
I can't believe we let that chick get famous again.
Bro, it's just good. Like, so my mom was laughing at it. Like, it was just, it's just funny.
The actual voice actors did a remake of it.
They did.
That shit was funny.
That was hilarious. Now I just need like
bitches on your dick. You cut that ass haircut.
Like now I just need the voice actors for like CJ and Big Smoke to do some shit. Cause those were funny too. Everyone forgets that one.
Yeah, and then like looking back at like the Fat Albert like movie. Mm-hmm. The animated scenes, I wouldn't mind a reboot in that style.
It's kind of too late.
Too bad Bill Cosby.
I don't know what dark magic you would have to do to get any type of Bill Cosby IP either rebooted or put back on the air. Like
you could probably get a different world put back on air.
Yeah, because different world was a spinoff. Yeah, but that's
I'm pretty sure they can get.
That's just grownish though.
I understand that, but Different World is not arguably better. It is better.
It is better. Yeah, better it's objectively better. I'm not disagreeing with you on that. But for that college black slot, it's kind of filled with the grown-ups. But Little Bill ain't coming back.
I need Fat Albert, but after they get out the hood, that is what I need.
How are you gonna get the Cosby Show back, huh?
I bet I can figure out a way.
You know the Cosby Show. Papa Cosby, you know, they arrested him because of his barbecue sauce. It made people sleepy.
The barbecue sauce.
But
don't you realize everyone gets all sleepy when I eat my barbecue and I make my special barbecue sauce?
Fucking, it's that thing, that clip from Family Guy when they're doing the Cosby Show intro and everyone's fucking passed out except him.
Oh my gosh. He's in there dancing.
Yeah, he's in there dancing.
I mean, it can't be worse.
Now, back to the Cosby Show, knowing what we know now.
Right.
It can't be worse than the art statue that someone made of Bill Cosby. Someone made an art statue of Bill Cosby. Oh, but it's like older Bill Cosby, except instead of having a dick, it's Fat Albert.
No, what? You need to send that to me. Actual thing. My God. Someone needs to send that to me.
Wait.
Just put it in the Discord.
That's a good plug. If you want to see it, come check it out on Discord. The link is found on the website. But I think some good closing notes here.
There we go.
Oh no, hold on.
Wait, I'm about to post it. It's like the first thing that pops up when you type in Fat Albert. Oh, Bill Cosby, no. Fat Albert statue.
What the fuck? Why? Why?
Oh my god.
Bro.
Who decided?
And it's bronze. Bronze is gonna be, it's gonna replace the Jesus Christ in Rio de Janeiro. It's just gonna be that. No. Man, I was gonna say on some closing notes, you know, this year is, you know, we're getting the blowback from 2020. But it's starting to calm down, I think, a bit. But, you know, you got the second strain of coronavirus coming out of Britain. Larry King dies, which I guess I was talking to my mom about that. She was like, it's sad, the tragic death, but, you know, it's kind of acceptable because the man was 87 years old. As much as he was an icon, that dude was old. Like, everyone was just recently celebrating Betty White's 99th birthday. I don't think she's making it out of 2021.
Betty White is absorbing souls. All right,
she's about to be turned 100. I think this is wraps for her after this year. Maybe
you
like,
think this is it.
This is it.
You think she won't claim any more souls?
I mean, not if we cut off her supply. Unless she gets
Betty White is absorbing.
Unless she gets her souls from Golden Girls reruns, in that case she's set for life because they just did like a whole they did like marathons of Golden Girls for her birthday on three separate channels. So I think
every time you watch Golden Girls, bro, every time your eyes look upon Golden Girls, she takes like 3 seconds off your life siphons that.
Oh, she siphons that.
SCP-10583 is an entity resembling Betty White.
So if you're rich and old in America, you just translate into an eldritch being? Is that how it works?
Yeah, like, I think Joe Biden absorbs melanin when you don't vote for him. Donald Trump
absorbs melanin.
Like, literally gets powered off of, like, the skin cells left on dollar bills.
George Bush traps his victims in the works of his paintings.
Yeah. Bill Clinton lures you in with his saxophone before, like, consuming your soul.
Bro, that's, that's why he's recharging when he takes those long blinks. At inaugurations,
he's recharging. He has to make sure he has the right amount of souls accounted for.
Okay, so
he has to make sure he has enough of souls for Hillary to consume.
You know what? As the final question for in the episode, what do you think Obama's gonna get when he hits that point? When he gets his eldritch being powers, all those dudes are like in their mid to late 70s, so that's their eldritch power.
Every soul, soul that is bombed by a predator drone, Obama gets like a tenth of their soul.
Nah, I think everybody he crosses up on the court and he just gets that perfect jump shot he got.
Obama's not playing basketball anymore. That was one shot.
That shot was? He walks away. He goes, "That's what I do," and walks off the court with that three-pointer. Man. He used to cross up Secret Service.
Every single time somebody sees every time someone mentions Obama, man, Obama was the best president in our lifetime. He gains a second of their life, bro. I just gave him a second of my life just by saying that.
But saying that we need another turn of Obama.
Greg
has lost a soul.
We just need another term of Obama. You just lost a second, bro.
Now, anytime you mention Obama in the White House in the same sentence, that's what happened.
Greg, you're going to die at like 60 now because Obama's taking so much of your soul.
then Obama's killed like all of our grandparents then.
Yeah. Right? Well, no, my grandparents died before.
Or then your parents.
Get to office. Surprisingly, my parents are like, that's the way the system be.
Wow.
It hurt to see them leave, but it be that way sometimes.
See, your parents are older. They understand how the powers work. So they're not going to be saying it. They understand.
My parents were born in 64. Mm. They got to see the best / worst of it.
Right. On that note, if any of the presidents or elderly rich people in America turn out to do be eldritch beings, Mitch McConnell, once again, we're looking at you, Mr. I Eat Poor People. We'll talk about it on the podcast. You can always find our podcast at the website reup.slash. Sorry, oof. I said so many times I've got tongue tied. It's reup-podcast.com. Or you can find us at Spotify, looking up the Reup Podcast on there or on SoundCloud. So, once again, I'd like to thank you everyone for listening, and we will see you next week.